KBBI's Evening News is supported by Homer Real Estate, bringing buyers and sellers together for over 40 years from Nanilchik, Happy Valley, Anchor Point, Homer, and across Catchback Bay. All current area listings are online at homerrealestate.com or by calling 907-235-5294.
Today is Wednesday, May 27th, 2026. I'm Simon Lopez with KBBI's Evening News. The Homer City Council introduced a new police officer and recognized a community member for years of volunteer work in addition to its regular business at its meeting last night. Mayor Rachel Lord kicked off the meeting by reading a legislative citation recognizing Robert Archibald for over 40 years of volunteer service in the community. Police Chief Scanlon introduced incoming Police Chief Benito Ramirez Torres, who just completed training in Sitka and has begun field training in Homer this week. Then the council adopted its consent agenda, which introduces an ordinance that would set aside $8,000 from the general fund and approve staff time for work on public information on ballot Proposition 1. It asks voters whether to continue a sales tax that funds the city's Roads and Trails program, commonly known as the HART program. The item will return next month for a final reading and a public comment. The consent agenda also approves several resolutions. One awards the contract for prisoner meals at the Homer Jail to Homer senior citizens and sets prices. Another reestablishes an agreement between the Kenai Peninsula Borough and the city, allowing equipment sharing and joint administration of elections. Others set property tax mill rates in Homer and selected a cleanup alternative option for the Homer Education and Recreation Complex property. It means demolishing the smaller of the two HERC buildings and not pursuing cleanup efforts on the larger, more accessible building. Council members put forward several items for a public hearing. The first ordinance accepted over $8,500 in grant funding and another roughly $950 from reserves to buy 16 emergency response pagers for the Homer Fire Department. The council also updated its FY26-27 operating budget. They adopted three amendments to the item before passing it, including putting $12,000 to Kachemak Bay Broadcasting Incorporated for airing council meetings and emergency communications. Another amendment puts $20,000 to Kachemak Swim Club for operating the pool at Homer High School, following the school district's decision to end pool funding. Lord says South Peninsula Hospital also committed the same amount to the club. She says the appropriations will be pending the approval of the school district and borough assembly. The final amendment puts $3,000 to city lobbyists. The council adopted the amended ordinance. And next, the council approved amending the capital budget for mid-biennium adjustments. They also amended the ordinance with $50,000 from the Port and Harbor Reserves for fencing to meet federal security requirements and $30,000 to improve access to City Hall from Pioneer Avenue to meet the requirements of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Then the council postponed amending the city's water and wastewater rates to the next meeting. Members say the underlying financial calculations changed and needed to be rechecked before making a final decision. No one from the public commented on these ordinances. The council declined to introduce an ordinance that would have set aside $378,000 for planning and design of a new loop trail above Karen Hornaday Park. Council members shot down the proposal in a 5-0 vote after learning the engineering costs come in at more than double what was originally budgeted. Randall Wiest, one of the citizens who originally helped buy the land, testified that the study alone would cost three times what they paid for the parcel and urged a lighter touch approach. Council member Jason Davis proposed dropping the amount to $190,000, but the amendment failed. The next regular Homer City Council meeting is June 8th. Kachemak Bay State Park gains 24 acres of new park property from the Conservation Fund, a national organization that protects nature in all 50 states. Alaska Representative Chris Little spoke with KBBI's Emily Springer about the new park acquisition.
The Conservation Fund and Alaska Department of Parks and Outdoor Recreation have recently purchased a new protected property known as Herring Pete's Cove on the west side of Nuka Island, south of Kenai Fjords National Park on Alaska's Gulf Coast, to expand the Kachemak Bay State Park. The park contains roughly 400,000 acres of land and water, according to the park website, and the newly purchased acquisition adds 24 acres. Nuka Island in Kenai Fjords National Park can be accessed by private vessel or potentially by water taxi from Seward. According to Alaska Coastal Safari, a water taxi business in Seward, travel would take 3 to 5 hours, depending on the weather. Chris Little is Alaska Field Representative for the Conservation Fund.
We're a nonprofit organization dedicated to protecting America's land, water, historic and cultural resources. And one of the ways we do that is through expertise in purchasing and protecting at-risk lands. So we focus on the priorities of our local partners. And here in the Homer area, our local partners would be the Land Trust, the Kashmak Heritage Land Trust, and the State Park, Kashmak Bay State Park.
In a recent press release from the Conservation Fund, Little described the newly acquired property. Nuka Island is a rare place on the Kenai Peninsula where visitors can still experience Alaska as remote, wild, and pristine. Protecting Nuka Island will help provide safe harbors for boaters, expand access to recreation, and protect spawning grounds and nurseries for fish and wildlife, he said.
Certainly shorebirds and seabirds are found here, as well as marine mammals. And the Herring Peak Cove property is adjacent to two salmon streams, pink salmon spawning streams. So this area is really rich in fish and wildlife, and we're really pleased to be adding this to the park.
In a several hundred page historic publication, A Stern and Rockbound Coast, composed in 1998 by authors Linda Cook and Frank Norris and sponsored by the National Park Service, it's noted that much has been written about herring peat sather over the years, and many old-timers from Seward, Seldovia, Homer, and vicinity fondly recall his personality and eccentricities. One reporter hailed him, late in life, as a man known the length and breadth of the rugged 49th state as a man who can't stand dry land. Most remember him as warm-hearted and generous, if a bit quirky, because he and his wife were the only long-term permanent residents who lived between Cain's Head and Portlock during the 20th century. Many recognized that the two were the most important single elements unifying human activity in the fjords country from the mid-1920s until the early 1960s. The new property addition was acquired from the University of Alaska and transferred to the Alaska Department of Parks and Outdoor Recreation. Proceeds from the sale will support student scholarships through the university, according to the press release. The University of Alaska is a land-grant university. As explained by the university, starting in the late 1800s, the land-grant system was created throughout the country so that working-class people could have access to higher education. In 1915, federal legislation granted land to the Territory of Alaska for the purposes of higher education. Currently, university land holdings total approximately 150,000 acres. Herring Peak Cove is the third property acquired by the Conservation Fund in Kachemak Bay State Park in the last 3 years. The other two were the base of the Saddle Trail and Halibut Cove, and Mike's Bay, 24 acres, also on Nuka Island. Little noted some additional public values to the Herring Peak Cove addition.
Critical area for safe harbor when folks are making the trek, the boating trek or the kayak trek from Homer to Seward. The west side of Nuka Island is Nuka Passage, and there are quite a few harbors on the west side of Nuka Island. And acquiring this last piece of Herring Peak Cove helps to protect one of the best safe anchorages on the west side of Nuka Island, so folks can spend the night there in their boats and enjoy the beautiful scenery that the state park has to offer there.
Reporting from Homer, this is Emily Springer.
This is KBBI Homer, AM 890 and 88.1 FM Seward, through translator K201AO. Thanks for listening.